Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as I promised, you know, you guys have been given sending questions and calls and, you know, comments, and many of you are kind of concerned about the controversy over the mail-in ballots. One of you asked, what is the difference between a mail-in ballot and an absentee ballot? And, you know, how is it going to affect the election? Are there really, you know, room for fraud? And, you know, what has the data showed? And so I tried to do a little research, okay, before this segment. And this is what I understand. And, you know, mind you, I went to medical school. So understanding politics, that's too hard for me, okay? Yeah, I had the easy stuff going to medical school. I don't know if I, you know, get all this. But the reason why, if I could kind of put everything into a nutshell. Okay, so. You have election day. For years, we would go to the polls. It would be difficult if it snowed. It would be difficult if there was a hurricane or whatever. But you would go to a poll. If you couldn't make it to a poll, if you were overseas, if you were going to be out of state, you could request an absentee ballot. That means, let's say you live in Nevada, but you were going to be out of state or out of the country, you would get a Nevada ballot wherever you were. Okay, you had a deadline on when it had to be postmarked and in, meaning in the mailbox. Every state is different. And because you're absent, you still have a right to vote in that state. You send it in. The state is pretty cognizant of how many absentee ballots there are. So let's say you got yours postmarked on election day, and that was what was due in your state, let's say like Michigan or whatever. And they already see a pretty clear winner. And they're like, you know what, we still have 500 absentee votes not counted. But there's already a 40,000 popular vote disparity. They're going to call it. That's absentee votes, okay? You're absent, you send in your vote. And it's pretty much going to come in the mail. Can't really get it to them anywhere else. You don't really kind of give it to Bob who's going to drive in. So your absentee votes are sent in the mail. Mail-in votes are a little different. But they're almost the same. Mail-in votes is where you get your ballot, and you get it in the mail. You could fill it out at home. You could drop it off into a box. You could drop it off at the voting booth, or you could mail it. So you know how all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples? All absentee votes are mailed, but not all mail-in votes are absentee or are put in the mail. So with a mail-in vote, something comes to the mail. Hopefully you get it. Hopefully nobody touches it. You're able to fill it out. You're able to put it in the mail. Or you're able to hand walk it over. If you're worried about the mail, you're able to hand carry it. Even though it's a mail-in ballot, you're able to carry it. Absentee ballots are out of state, it's going to mail. So that's kind of the difference. So you might see the terms used interchangeably, which is why you have a lot of people kind of scratching their heads going, well, then what's the big deal? We've been mailing in ballots before. What's going on here? Well, this is why there's a little bit of a big deal, okay? Everybody's going to make it a big deal. It's election year, and it's COVID, it's 2020. People are going to get their panties all up in a bunch. But in Pennsylvania, apparently we've been told that the Postal Service is asking for a deadline extension for election results. They're not going to be ready. So we already have one postal system admitting that this is going to be a little overwhelmed. Overall, you know, the Postal Service is like, hey, we got this, you know. We could crush it. We're lit. But the... apparently, as they start to kind of look at the logistics, in Pennsylvania, they're asking, okay, can we maybe get a deadline extension? meaning when election day happens, you know how we'll watch CNN or Fox or MSNBC or whatever, and we'll, you know, watch the election results and find out that night. Although with Hillary Clinton, I think it was like 2-3 in the morning by the time we learned it. I think in Pacific time it was like 11-12. If deadlines are extended for mail-in voting, we're not going to know who's our president until deeper into November, if that. The other reason why there's an issue is, what if people don't get their mail-in ballot? So let's say somebody gets their mail, and we get other people's mail all the time. They're like, hell yeah, I'm going to fill it out. Remember, people are really charged this election. You know, you don't really have a lot of middle-of-the-roaders. So like, you know what, I'm poor Trump or I'm anti-Trump. So somebody gets your ballot. Do you get to vote again? You know, if you don't get your ballot and somebody wrongly puts it, you know, into the box and you're like, okay, now I'm ready to vote. My guess is you can because nobody's checking ID. But then, you know, are people going to be voting 2-3 times? Absentee ballots have a little less room for fraud or accidental fraud because, you know, if you're in the military, okay, guys, here's the ballots. Here they are. They're distributed to that finite group, or you're, you know, asking for it to be sent to you in Finland, or, you know, sent to you, you know, it's not going to be this mass mailing. But this is where it really gets complicated that nobody's talking about. So I don't know if you've looked at the states. This is a website, you know, because I want you guys to know where I'm getting my research, and it's called the NCSL. So if my computer worked correctly, it's a National Conference of State Legislators. It tells each state, it gives you each state's deadline for when votes need to be in, absentee or mail-in. So in Arizona, they got to be in by Election Day. Yet in Alaska, they could come in 10 days. 10 days past Election Day. As long as they're postmarked on or before Election Day, they will count them up to 10 days after. So some states are like by the day. Other states, Illinois, 14 days after. Well, Michigan, it's due on Election Day, and people are actually suing because they're worried that absentee ballots that come in after Election Day won't get counted. They will get counted in Alaska. They will get counted in Kansas, depending on the number of days, but not Michigan. So now if you need to know which state you're in, and you need to make sure your ballot gets in on time or it doesn't get counted. And so a big concern people have is how many people with, if the U.S. Postal Service is behind, is that going to go over the deadline? And then what? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Now, every now and then, we will cite the Epoch Times fantastic paper. And one of the reasons why it is their senior health department, or senior health department. Yeah, I need to be admitted to a department. Senior health reporter is Conan Milner. He's really, really good. One of my favorite writers. And he is here to join us, which is one of the coolest topics on how to kind of deal with some of the stress that we're dealing with right now with all this craziness. So, Conan, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Dr. Dahlia. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and thanks for the nice compliments.
No, yeah. Look, we journalists, we kind of follow each other, and it's like, and you got some great stuff. You've also debated masks. You've also discussed the painkiller, the opioid crisis. But I love that you're also addressing other ways where we could address stress, because I think there's a big benzodiazepine crisis that a lot of people aren't talking about, and because people can't sleep, and so they're moving towards pharmaceuticals. But you have another suggestion. Why don't you share with us?
Sure. So I'm always trying to come up with ideas that can empower the readers to take charge of their own health. And this ancient Chinese idea of yin and yang, I thought was something that we could all apply to our lives these days. It's basically this understanding of balance. Yin and yang is about the relationships of polar opposites. We see it in light and dark, cold and hot. Just anything you can see in the natural world is composed of these polar opposites. And this idea, this concept, is foundational in all of ancient China, in their astrology, in their medicine, in their science. And if I wanted to try to bring this kind of lens of looking at the world to how people could apply this to their health. So I talked to an acupuncturist and a nurse practitioner about it, and they gave me some ideas about how we can look about the health problems or difficulties that we're going through and apply this principle to their own lives.
Fantastic. It's interesting when you talk about the polarity. So much of modern medicine does incorporate that. You got your neutrons and your protons and electrons, and you have people with bipolar. And some people with bipolar have great gifts, great skills, great talents, but their sense of balance is off. Same thing with our pH. People will call in going, Dr. Dahlia, my pH is off. And even if their pH is still within a range, this out of balance is what basically runs the world, it's I think something that's very under discussed and under appreciated when it comes to managing health and stress and everything in our lives.
For sure. We've all heard before that life, or health rather, is about balance. Life too, I guess. But this Chinese concept, although it's very simple, it can be very profound into how we apply it. So if you would go to a Chinese doctor, for example, he or she would classify your illness as either yin or yang, and then apply a complementary force to that. And we do the same thing ourselves without even thinking about it. I was thinking this morning about, I'm here in Chicago. It's pretty hot here today, and when we're feeling hot outside, we naturally crave foods that cool us down, like watermelon, for example, which is an incredibly yin food. It's very cool. It's very moist. It's just what we need on a hot day.
That's fantastic. Yes, exactly. And it's and a lot of water, huge water component to it. And you instinctively do get attracted to that, as well as the sugar. What sort of things, what are some examples of yin? And then, people mispronounce it yang, but it is yang, right? It's yin and yang.
Yes, I also mispronounced yang, or yang rather, until I was corrected. But that's how I understand yin and yang.
Yes. And thank you for correcting us, because, we've been calling it yin and yang, and I don't think that's been correct either. So what are some examples of each?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me explain one of the things that yin and yang is not, because I think this is very important. This idea of polarity. In the Western tradition, people's minds often go to good and evil. That's not really an example of yin and yang, because these are complementary forces. We need both. We need both the cool side of the yin and the hot side of the yang. It's dry and wet. This can manifest in a number of ways. There's a lot of talk about this in Chinese texts, about what conditions constitute cool or hot. And, I don't know if I'm comfortable getting into that, because when you start getting into the particulars, it doesn't make, it might not make offense to someone who's new to this concept. But just to keep it simple, you know, if you feel objectively hot, you know, that's a condition that you can see without any diagnostic equipment. You can apply something cool to remedy it, like I use with the watermelon example.
Right.
But this thing applies, this pattern applies throughout Chinese medicine. And I think throughout the rest of our lives, too. It's just this idea is, you know, it just puts a concept on something that we already think about, but we might not have a lens for it until we hear this.
So true. We're speaking with Conan Milner, senior health reporter at the Epoch Times. You know, it's interesting because, you know, when people ask about balance and they're, you know, like with food, and some people will go to yogurt or some people will eat more fruits or eat more vegetables. You know, like you said, this is something that we've kind of done. But sometimes it's not so much within a family, let's say a food. It's also maybe adding more exercise or sleep or, you know, can I ask you something? Is this also related to like the chi, you know, in terms of, you know, having that, you know, feeling from a room? Is there relationships with this?
There is some relationship. I don't know how to bridge that gap, though. These are complementary concepts, but I wouldn't know how to classify qi as an energy in terms of yin and yang. I more understand it as, you know, where are you too far at one extreme, and what can you do to bring yourself back to the middle? It's all about this middle path and, you know, bringing back into balance. So you mentioned exercise. That's a great example. We can think of rest as yin and movement as yang. And, you know, this exists on a spectrum. So, you know, we all need rest and we all need movement. But if we tend to be getting, you know, too much rest, if we're just on the couch, binge watching a Netflix. You know, we need more of that yang in our lives just to get ourselves, our circulation going again, and so we don't get too sedentary. And then just the opposite for people who are just going all the time, they're thinking so much, they need something to calm themselves down so that they're not running on all cylinders, which is eventually going to burn you out. So, you know, I just want to emphasize that is the, you know, It's because this is such a kind of mystical concept, I just don't want to think too deeply about it. Just, you know, if you could just put it in terms of, I'm too far in one direction, how would I classify
to bring you back to center?
What complementary force?
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And, you know, something I've been talking about on my show is, you know, for thousands of years, you know, we haven't had pharmaceuticals. And so, you know, we've had herbs and we've used Chinese medicine, and Chinese medicine actually pervaded into many sort of, care forms, you know, in multiple other countries. And, you know, one thing I had learned in medical school, well, I didn't learn and I wanted to, is, you know, in China, when you're trying to assess a person's health, you have them stick out their tongue, and you could read their tongue. And I tried to study up on dermatological manifestations of internal illness, like, you know, what do people have on their skin, or how do people look, or how do people smell, that could tell us what's going on the inside. So I think what you brought, you know, today was, you know, an awareness that, you know, even though people are pretty upset at China with everything that happened with COVID, we do incorporate a lot of Chinese medicine today, and maybe we need to incorporate, you know, some more of some of the old, you know, sort of differentials and diagnoses.
For sure. You know, it's interesting that you brought up tongue diagnosis. I had done a story about that a couple of years ago with an expert who's studying this in China, and this was actually a diagnostic tool that was created so that they could reach people at a distance. Before that, it was pulse diagnosis was their primary method, and you know, if there was someone with an infection, they could see from a distance, oh, you've got these patches,
right,
or these bright red spots, and this
Tea Boutique Gold Club's Conan. Original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is confirming that he intends to give his acceptance speech for the presidential nomination at this month's Republican Party convention from the White House lawn. The president saying possibly there'll be a group of people since it is a very big lawn. Households boosted retail spending by 1.2% in July, the third straight monthly increase, despite the rise of coronavirus infections. Eric Trump, the president's son, says the economy is starting to show signs of life.
Look at where the Dow Jones is right now. I mean, the Dow Jones is at 28,000 right now. Look at where the NASDAQ is. NASDAQ is all-time highs. I mean, the Dow is literally 1,000 points off of all-time highs. You know what that means for, you know, 401ks and pension plans and our economy in general? Our economy is roaring back to life. It is roaring back to life.
Trump speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. A fast-moving wildfire in the foothills of North Los Angeles has burned at least 10,000 acres in a matter of hours. The Los Angeles County Fire Department says the blaze, dubbed the Lake Fire, remains at less than 10% containment as it burns the mountainside community of Lake Hughes, which is about 65 miles north of Los Angeles. Kenny Reynolds lost his home in the fire.
So at that point, it was like, get out of my house, and then I got out in the street and kind of watched fire come down the hill and up across the street, and it was kind of engulfing on both sides, and we were all kind of like migrating down the street or retreating down the street as it could be, and then it just kind of rolled in and was taking everything as it kind of went down.
Wildfires also continue in other parts of California, Oregon, Arizona, and Colorado. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is asking DNC organizers how much the city is going to have to pay back of their down payment now that the DNC convention has gone virtual. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners had written me about their brother. This is about a couple months ago. And the brother was about maybe in his mid to late 30s, really, really fit, exercises a lot, runs marathons, is skinny, not skinny, skinny, but, you know, he's fit, you know, tight, you know, maybe six pack, whatever. And, we can't say that for a lot of our brothers, you know, and he apparently got sick with COVID and he got sick pretty badly. And so when everybody had originally been talking about COVID, saying, look, you're going to get it if you're overweight, you're going to get it if you have diabetes, you're going to get it if you have heart disease, you're going to get it if you have high blood pressure, you're going to get it if you're a heavy smoker, you're going to get it if you, don't take care of yourself, you're going to get it if you don't brush your teeth too well, you know, you're going to get it if you, are going to vote for Trump. I don't know. All this other stuff came out. And so people were trying to figure out who's going to get it. So then those of us who didn't have diabetes, those of us who were like, okay, my weight's good. Mine isn't. But, in my mind, I'm a size 2. But, for those of us who were like, okay, good. They're categorizing everybody. We're in the clear. People weren't in the clear. So when she had written me saying, look, he's was as healthy as can be. And, here he is. He's struggling. He's in the hospital and everything. And I tried to do a little research, and I thought, maybe it had to do with that smoking protection. Remember, we started to hear that smokers seem to be more protected against COVID than non-smokers. I still don't buy it, because if you have severe lung disease, how are you not at high risk for a lung infection? I don't buy it. But there might be something to the dryness, to the, to the tobacco, to maybe the pollutants, maybe the virus is trying to get in there because you got this tar and crap in your lungs. It's not getting in there. I am dying to hear the data on marijuana. Those who smoke weed, were they more likely to get COVID or not? My guess, which is why we aren't getting that data, is it might have helped. I don't know. Because otherwise it would have been out there. People are always, trying to kind of, criticize marijuana, saying, you see, you smoke dope and this is what happened. But then again, we saw a lot of older individuals, okay, a lot of baby boomers, and then all of a sudden we saw a lot of young folks. So maybe there is a marijuana correlation to risk of COVID. But today I almost peed on myself because this study came out saying that if you work out intensely, my workouts used to be really, really intense. It's a lot harder the bigger you have the boobies. But, I still work out a lot. I work out a lot. Doesn't show, but I do. And they say if you work out intensely, you will increase your risk of COVID. Increase your risk. Okay, so if you're actually getting exercise, if you're actually getting out of the house, if you're running, if you're working out, okay, and I'm not talking Kegels. I mean, I Kegel. If there was an Olympic sort of competition for Kegeling, I'm bringing home the gold. But in terms of running and marathoning and biking and all that, they said after an intense workout, they've clocked that your immune system drops for a couple weeks. Now, don't get mad at me, okay? I'm not saying to not work out. I'm not saying to not exercise. I am very pro-exercise. We were just talking about yin and yang. Did you guys know that it wasn't supposed to be pronounced yang? Yeah, and I was trying to act all smart, with Conan there. But I was like, really? Oh, really? It's yang? Okay, so yin and yang. So I'm sorry for having messed that up for the majority of the decades of my life. But why would that be? Why would intense exercise screw with your immune system? Well, the thing is I think our bodies were designed to be, like in caveman days. I think we were supposed to run after the zebra, or we were supposed to chase after the fish, or run after the chicken, attack it, eat it, all right? And those were short spurts of cardio. Or we had to do long treks, or we had to do long hikes. But it was finite. We rarely ran a 30-mile marathon or a 20-mile. You know what I mean? We rarely did that. We stopped once we got our eats, or we hunted and gathered or we got home. And so I think our bodies are designed for exercise and some rigorous exercise, but not for prolonged. And my guess is maybe what's happening is after prolonged exercise, you have some damage. You might have some damage to the muscles. We've talked about rhabdomyolysis, rhabdo. Rhabdo is where you've exercised so much and you've kind of torn those muscles and really worked those muscles that the proteins of the muscles leak. Your kidneys start to get them and your kidneys are like, what the hell am I supposed to do with all this? And then you start going into kidney failure. It's not really, but it happens from intense exercise. So my guess is your body is trying to heal from some of the exercise damage. Now, I think those who are conditioned might have less of this, but if you're like, I'm going to drop the COVID weight and I'm going to run now, 20 miles today, and I haven't run in 20 years, I think your body might not be ready for that, and there's going to be some damage, and the body's like, look, I got to fix this. So while the body's trying to fix, you know, Dr. Dahlia's ACL or her glutes or her piriformis that got strained or whatever, Cremaster, and I'm sure I have one, virus comes in, going, is anybody watching? Is anybody home? And they're like, man, do you see what we're dealing with here? Do you see what we're dealing with here? Just go have a beer and call us later if you need anything. And they set up shop. And so that's my guess. Don't stop your workouts. But if you overwork out and you kind of feel achy and you feel like, you know, you might have overdone it, talk to your medical provider. Personally, if you got a regimen going, I really don't see myself advising anybody to stop and do less exercise, but it does make sense. If you're not a real big, heavy exerciser, you're not conditioned, and all of a sudden you start to do that, it could mess with your immune system. So it was a very nice piece. We'll move on. Now, I also almost peed to myself when I saw this. Sorry, pee is a better word from what I really almost did. Chicken wings imported to China from Brazil. Okay, so they didn't come to America, but these chicken wings, right? Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Oh, there was a thing on this one. They were positive for COVID. Now, we're not really kind of accustomed to testing our food and cleaning off our food. We told you don't be spraying your food. Don't be having your mother-in-law test the food before you eat it. Okay, our food should be pretty much COVID-free. But they found COVID in a frozen chicken wing meal. Now, I don't buy frozen chicken wings, but I do order chicken wings. And how do I know if those chicken wings weren't frozen? So when I hear that you're getting viruses onto frozen food, and right now the CDC has kind of told us we don't have to really worry about food, but this is kind of new, all right? But now you start to wonder, well, okay, is that because people are working in the plant with COVID and they're breathing it? Are people like licking the sauce before it goes on there? I mean, you know, if there's a virus that lasts being on a piece of food and then lasting long enough to go through the freezing process, and and then doesn't denature and is still in a form such that when it thaws, they could see it and detect it. And that was just by people testing in China. I'm very, very concerned that we might have more of a issue with our frozen foods. Okay, so what do you do? No, you don't panic. I mean, I told people to buy frozen foods. Remember when you couldn't get toilet paper and you couldn't get water and then meat was being rationed where you could only buy one thing of meat? I was like, well, then buy some frozen foods. Put some frozen foods in your freezer. So you can still do that. You can still cook your frozen foods. You just cook your frozen foods. And you make sure it looks like it's all kind of bubbly. You know, test the temperature. Make sure the temperature of your frozen food is at least, you know, if it's meat, like 165 degrees, maybe even go up to 170 just to play it safe. I know people are worried about, well, you know, I don't want to hurt the taste of the frozen food. It's frozen food. Frozen food doesn't taste good. I mean, that's why when you get your chicken wings and they're like all covered in sauce, and you're like, well, I didn't want the sauce. They're like, no, you need the sauce. They're saying, oh, you need the sauce? Like, oh, yeah, you know, they're telling me I need the sauce because, you know, they're an expert. Their gustatory expertise has come in. No, they're not doing that. It's because it was a frozen chicken wing, and they're trying to cover it up with the sauce. That's why. See, me, just give me ranch. I will eat anything frozen as long as I can dip it in ranch or dip it in chocolate or like a raspberry, like Chambord sauce. Then I'm pretty fine. So, like I said, the CDC right now says you don't have to worry about food, it being handled with COVID-19. This speaks otherwise. So, my guess is somebody sneezing on the chicken wings. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Be right back.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Justice Department is threatening Yale and telling them to get their acts together when it comes to discrimination. But it's not the discrimination that we've heard of so much over the last few months, years, decades. Yale is guilty, apparently, of discriminating against white and Asian American applicants. The Justice Department says that the university is favoring black students, as investigation finds race is the determinative factor in hundreds of admission decisions each year. And, you know, we knew this was going to come because when you make a rule, you know, that, you know, we don't use race, we don't use, we are not going to make decisions based on your sex, your race, your creed, then that means all the way around. And a two-year investigation found that it rejected scores of Asian American and white applicants each year based on their race. Prosecutors said they had only one-tenth to one-fourth of the likelihood of admission as African American applicants with equal credentials. So this investigation stemmed from a 2016 complaint against Yale, Brown, and Dartmouth. And the university responded to filings on Thursday, saying it will not change its admission process based on a, quote, meritless, hasty accusation. So the findings were detailed in a letter to the college's attorneys on Thursday following a two-year investigation after students had complained about the application process at some Ivy League schools. It marks the latest action, they say, by the Trump administration aimed at rooting out discrimination in college admissions. And again, this is where it gets tricky. You know, I think the whole country is for, you know, anti-discrimination, not using race as a basis to hire, not using race, you know, as a basis to, you know, admit, you know, not to exclude anybody based on their color, based on their, and, you know, unfortunately, I think in attempts for some of these businesses or organizations to appear more diversified, they are very open, and I've, you know, been in places that said, you know, look, you know, we, this is what we need, and be more open to, or not be more open, but, you know, if we have an applicant that's so-and-so, take them. And, you know, it's kind of concerning in that we're trying to send them, we don't want the pendulum to then swing back. Once you allow racism and once you allow discrimination for any particular group of individuals, it will pervade to others, you know, and it's, you know, like with the Holocaust, you had some people go, look, you know, the Holocaust does not affect us. It's just affecting the Jews, you know, not our fight. Well, a lot of Christians and Catholics are, no, no, it is our fight, because if they're going after the Jews, they could very easily go after us. And unfortunately, the Germans, Nazis did. And they killed millions of Christians and Catholics as well. And, you know, gypsies and homosexuals and I, you know, so once there's a discriminatory force against one group of individuals, it doesn't take very long for there to be that, you know, projected onto others. And, you know, so I don't know why, why people are allowing this to happen. So, there was a, I don't know if you guys heard about this, there was a Georgia store that said it would only charge white people a $20 booking fee, but non-whites. Well, from what we understand, they had to, it was, I believe, with their, it was a booking fee for their, I forget what type of, I forget what type of a business it was. I believe it was, let me see, was it a clothing store where you could kind of look at their clothes? And this was in, I believe in Savannah. And this sparked a social media firestorm because there was basically a verbiage that they would only charge white customers a refundable $20 fee to shop at their vintage clothing store. Well, again, if you have a store that's going to charge one group of individuals, then what's to say they're going to then discriminate against others? So it's, you know, you can't just say, well, you know what, but, you know, it's they're you can't say, you know, well, they're the pendulum's swinging the other way, and because they weren't discriminated against during all these years, it's okay. No, any form of discrimination pervades to everybody eventually, you know. And then who gets qualified as white? If you have an African American mother and a Hispanic father and, you know, white grandparents, are, then how do you qualify? It really, I think we need to be done with the, what is your race? What is your, I mean, in terms of, you know, store shopping and applications. So this two-year investigation concluded with Yale that they rejected scores of Asian American and white applicants each year based on their race. And the Justice Department had previously filed court papers siding with Asian American groups who had levied similar accusations against or allegations against Harvard. They said Yale's race discrimination imposes undue and unlawful penalties on racially disfavored applicants, including in particular Asian American and white applicants. That's according to Assistant Attorney General Eric Dryband. He heads the department's Civil Rights Division. Prosecutors said that Yale had been discriminating against applicants to its undergraduate program based on their race and national origin, and that race is the determinative factor in hundreds of admissions decisions each year. They say unlawfully dividing Americans into racial and ethnic blocks fosters stereotypes, bitterness, and division. Now, I'd like to extend it. This also extends to women and men, too. You can't be saying, okay, you know what? If they're a woman, put them in here. A man, put them in here. You're already segregating. And I understand some people are like, yeah, but they're going to give, you know, they're going to give favoritism to the women, so it's okay. Not now. It's not. No. Now, you know, once you start to be, and, you know, being a woman with this, you know, I tell you, it's, I don't want anybody to think that many of us who made it and worked hard to make it got here because somebody said, oh, you know what, let's give her a chance because she's a girl. I mean, I had to get a 1450 on my SAT to get an academic scholarship. I had to get a 3.89 or a 3.9 whatever in honors, in an honors program, to be able to have the grades to get into medical school. I had to have great MCAT scores. I had to have done research. I had to have done a slew of community service and hospital work. And not to mention, I worked to put myself through school. I deserve to be where I am. And it wasn't because somebody said, oh, you know what, you know, we need more girls, so let's give this girl a chance. And if I found out that's why, I would be livid. I mean, you know, we want to be considered equal. And if women want to be considered equal and people of all faiths and all, you know, races want to be considered equal, then you can't be saying, oh, wait a second, here we go, put them in this pile. And this, it starts to insult and it starts to put us back from all the progress. So from what I understand, the Justice Department is now threatening that Yale gets their act together. I think they only have a couple weeks to fix their admissions policies. Now, some people say, well, what happens then if the school, you know, goes through the applicants and they pick applicants and you have a group of applicants that score better than, you know, other races, then what happens to the school? Because schools also are trying to balance not looking discriminatory on the other way. And so, you know, they have to kind of play a fine line of, you know, making sure they have diversity. Schools get in trouble if they don't have diversity. But then you can't just outright say, okay, you know what? No, we won't take any more men. We won't take any more white people. We won't take any more. That's still discrimination. So there needs to be, you know, what I believe should happen is there should be a very multifaceted sort of application process with no identifying factors. And, you know, they pick the applicants based on, you know, the numbers and all that. But unfortunately, there could still be disparities, you know, based on where you live and how you grew up and what your school was. So, not an easy topic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.